He took a lot of crazy young boys and turned them into good young men. And, you know, I was no different. I was a little wild, and Lavelle just kind of showed me how to be a good husband, father, and more importantly, just a good person.
Now, you say that so offhandedly as if, well, yeah, he taught me how to be a man, but there's much to that, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, he, you know, and I would say it would be thousands of young men that are now grandpas. You know, I have 10 grandkids, and, you know, it was Lavelle, his influence, him, you know, loving me when I didn't see that I could be more than I thought I was. And, you know, that's what he did really well, is he identified each young man and understood what they might be, not what they were that day, and would push us to try and be that. And, you know, wins and losses, that doesn't matter. This guy was impactful in making us all become, like I said, good fathers, good husbands, good leaders, and, you know, trying to just lead good lives. And that's what Lavelle would demand from all of us.
Your paths crossed at a very special moment. You were part of the 1984 national championship team that he coached. Was he different at all during that season than during his other years in Provo?
No, Lavelle. You know, the thing is, I'm a high-strung, hyperactive, over-the-top guy, and Lavelle is the most staunch, quiet, straightforward kind of coach. And, you know, I don't know how many times. You know, we spent 5 years together, but I'm sure Lavelle thought it was 10. But, you know, literally, he would just, he'd stay the same, stay the course. And I'll never forget when we had won the game in the Holiday Bowl. He kicked everybody out. We were all celebrating, and he just had us all sit down, and he said a prayer. And it was probably one of the most humble prayers I'd ever heard, and really just talked about, you know, the young men. So it was, you know, those are the kind of moments where you're thinking, hey, this is his greatest moment, and he's getting on his knees thanking the Lord. And, you know, very humble guy. And, you know, he would be probably a little uncomfortable with all of the tributes and everything else that are being said about him, because quite frankly, he just saw himself as a lucky guy that got to coach football, and he hoped he got to do it 3 years at a time, you know, because he always thought that he was going to get fired, which is remarkable because he, you know, he lasted 29 years and was always successful.
Glenn, you sound so bright and brilliant as you speak about Lavelle Edwards. It's like there's a warm glow to your voice. You came back to celebrate with the 84 team a couple years ago in Provo. What did you remember most about Coach Edwards that visit?
You know, I had seen that, well, here's the thing, you know, it's like John Wayne, you know, and I always saw Lavelle as John Wayne, and, you know, you, the tough guy, your hero, never gets old, right? And they're just spot on, and, you know, I think for the first time I realized that Lavelle was getting older, and, you know, that like all of us, that's how it works, and then I kind of looked at myself in the mirror and said, wow, you know, you're old, fat, and ugly. So, you know, of course your hero is going to be aging as well. But, you know what, it was, again, it was enjoyable to just spend the evening with he and Patty and reminisce. And, yeah, he wasn't, he didn't have, you know, one of the things is Lavelle probably was as sharp-witted and funny as you would come run into, yet nobody would ever assume that he had any humor because he looked like he was always grumpy, right? So he was just a funny guy, and that had changed a little bit. So I think I appreciated the fact that I got to spend a little time with him and Patty, and it was, you know, funny to watch Patty tell him, okay, you've told enough, you told that story, sit down now. So, you know, really coached him through, kind of like what she always did. So, you know, they were a great team. A great couple, and they taught us all how to be better people.